Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, it's Kayla. I'm so happy you're able to join us today because we are all still so directionally challenged. We thought we'd have it all figured out by the time we were in our 30s, but surprise, we don't. We really don't, and that's okay. Today, I am going to sit down with Troy Brown. He is raw, he is real, and he really goes there with me, and I am so honored to share his story. At 24, he was impaled by a drunk driver, and the doctor said he would be a quadriplegic for the rest of his life. Instead of letting that define him, he chose to overcome that, write his own story, and write an alternative ending. We discussed this and so much more. When I first heard his story, I knew we had to have him on as a guest on Directionally Challenged. I mean, his story is one of tragedy, of horror, of perseverance, and triumph. So without further ado, here is my discussion with Troy Brown. And I am here with Troy Brown. Troy, you and I were just talking off mic how we have so many mutual friends and we have yet to actually meet. And I'm so honored and happy that you're here today. You know, I watched your TED Talk and I think you not only a phenomenal human, but you just have so much to share. And you have such a delicate story, such an interesting story. It's a story of, you know, tragedy, perseverance, and triumph. And it's a story set in Hollywood, taking place on Hollywood Boulevard, and it's the story of a hero, the hero being you. You were 24 years old. You had graduated college with dreams of becoming one of the biggest sports agents the league has ever seen, and in an instant, all of that changed. And so I would love for you to take us back to the beginning and share this story with our listeners.
I think that taking it back kind of takes us back to like when you were in our 20s, you know, our 20s, we're aspiring to be whatever greatness is in front of us. And for me, that greatness was a sports agent, as you said. And, you know, I was around NBA guys and, you know, loving the life, right? You love the life that you think it is. And at the same time, I was in law school. So I had it all figured out. You know, you're a young man, you got it figured out at 20, 24 years old. You know, you know the world, right? At the same time, I wanted to have my fun. And so I was a promoter. So that fateful night, one thing about me at that time, I did not drink. So I was like, you know what? I always leave the club at 1:30. 1:30, I'm out of here. Everybody says so too. I do this as something for fun and I kind of get out. And me leaving early was the life-changing event. Left early, crossing the street, Tulane Street. Just to the parking lot, and a guy ran the red light, and then as I was crossing the street, he hit me. In short, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me because of all the things that I've learned. I have this understanding of how fragile life is, you know, and I think that fragility, I live daily, right? So for instance, newborn, she's 11 weeks old. So she's in the bedroom, you know, and,
congratulations.
And, thank you. And, I get up, it's 5 a.m., you know, I get up to go to the bathroom, and people can't see me in this, but I walk. Most people, when they see me, they think I tore my ACL, but my balance isn't as good, especially if it's dark. And so, for instance, two days ago, I got up, I never fall. I've prided myself in my 10 plus years of injury to never falling. I got up at 5 a.m. and I fell, okay? And my first concern was, is my baby awake? as we parents know, did my daughter wake up? But in that moment, you know, the fragility of life came to my thought because anything can change in those moments. And I think it's in those moments that we have to understand that we can also change our direction. Directionally challenged, I didn't even mean to do that, but we can change our direction, right? It's really making those split decisions in those moments. Take this drink, do this drug, study for this exam versus going out with our friends, you know, the simple ones, that we can really make life-changing decisions.
Right. Or get behind the wheel. Right. I want our listeners to understand that when it was, you know, metal on human and what exactly happened to you, you broke your neck, correct?
I broke my leg, my elbow, and my neck. Yeah. So I broke my leg, basically blow my knee to the top of my ankle. So I have a rod in my leg, probably 5 or 6 inches. I broke my elbow, so the little ball, mine is metal. And then my neck, it's in doctor's terms of C4 to C6, my spine, my vertebrae. I don't have a C5, so my C4 and my C6 are fused together. You know, and then there's also the difference, and I don't mean to get too medical, but there's a difference of breaking your neck and having a spinal cord injury. So you can break your neck, but I have a spinal cord injury. And so I broke my neck and I have a spinal cord injury. So it affects my nerves, my hand, my left hand is still paralyzed. I'm still paralyzed in many instances. That's kind of the gist of it all in short. So.
Right. And you were told that you would be a quadriplegic for the rest of your life. You were told that.
Correct.
And you were in the hospital for, was it 9 weeks? And what I love so much about this story is you did not let anyone define what your life would look like. And the point of this whole story is to look at you now. But before we get there, what I want to do is talk about, you know, going through something this traumatic. This is trauma with a capital T. You instantly realize who your people are, who really shows up for you. And most of the time, that can be a really harsh realization. What was your experience relationship-wise while going through this all?
That's interesting. You know, I did a lot of talks about this. Nobody's answered that question, but that's really important in this journey and in anybody's journey, right? Is your tribe. Who's your tribe, right? Who's your village? And so let's take it back a little bit about what you spoke about, which was, I was told I'd never walk again. My parents never let me hear that. So I did not know that.
Wow.
My mom was a hawk. I never knew that I was not supposed to walk. Okay. So that was the first thing. Mentally, my mom and my dad were were in my family, my sisters, my brother, they were very insistent upon Troy's not going to know this. Troy's not going to know what he should be, because it's not a guarantee. It's what you should be. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was that apparently, and I don't know, behind my bed, you know, you're in a hospital again. I'm super drugged up. There was a sign that said good thoughts only, like no negativity in here. You know, so when people came and looked at me, although they looked at me, it was what's going to go on in this room is that, right? And that's where it started. At that time, and I don't mean to sound cocky or anything, but I was a promoter and I was at Cedars-Sinai, and they had to make a VIP list, because I guess there were so many people coming. This is what I've been told. There had to be a list. And
that's incredible, because to have people show up for you like that really is such a testament to who you are. And I think, you know, all the people that come to help you with your healing contribute to your healing.
1,000%, right? The village, as we're talking about. And so there was the decision. I went to Morehouse College. I had a house in Atlanta. One of the top five rehab centers is in Atlanta. But my dad said, you know what? He needs to be around his friends. His friends are more important than where he's going to be. His PT is going to be the same, right? So they kept me here. And my friends, my lifelong friends stayed. You know, they were there to do my first with me, my first driving, my first restaurants. You know, you're 23 and the world collapses underneath you and you're insecure. You know, that's the reality, to be honest with you. I've gone through a lot of therapy for that. And you need your people with you, you know, and your family with you. And so I struggled. I'm not going to lie. I struggled. And to be frank with you, I had a girlfriend at the time. We broke up and I got a new girlfriend who's my wife now. And she went through those struggles with me. And, you know, she was the one who urged me to say, hey, Troy, like, you're struggling mentally because of your insecurity. And the village followed me to help me heal, you know. And the village went from 100 people to 10 now. It is 10. Mm. It's 10, but it's a solid 10.
Right.
You know, I only have time for 10. I only have time for 10. I only have time for 10. And so, but those 10 will also help me with my success. Be it mentally or otherwise.
It is interesting how the older we get, the smaller our village becomes, but the deeper the relationships become and how much more you know each other. And I think it's really interesting and important that you surround yourself with the right people.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every moment of tension, real or imagined, were under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for the brothers of the House of Windsor, Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they each married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties. I'm Mab Ellison.
And I'm Sydney Battle. And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, where we unpack pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds. We recently looked into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than just these two brothers. It stretches back all the way to the history of the British monarchy, and it's a battle for who will shape its future. Did their feud stem from the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Dis and Tell early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And we're back.
You know, you talk about the struggle and how difficult it is, and I truly can't even imagine what that must be like. Is there even a way to describe what it feels like to wake up every morning and be fighting for your life?
I think that for women going through childbirth, you always say you have two kids, right?
I do.
And those nine months, or especially those last 3 months, you're like, yo, this is too much.
Mm-hmm.
And especially those last ones, you're like, yo, this is overwhelmingly too much.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty much my life. And after a certain time, the reality is it becomes, you're used to it. So you become numb to it. You know, nobody likes working out, but the reason you get into working out and get used to working out is because you kind of get numb to it. So it becomes a routine.
Mm-hmm.
It's become my life. And honestly, to be very frank with you, I hate to say this, but there's so many people in much worse positions than I am. I mean, I went through something. I'm going through something, and I struggle with it. But my direction is consistently going upward, and I fight for that though. Daily, right? It's a daily thought when I wake up because of me walking in my different ailments and such,
mm-hmm.
that I understand that every day we're going to fight to have a good day, you know, because it could be worse.
Absolutely. It's so clear that a lot of your recovery is due to staying mentally strong. And obviously there are days where that's not possible. And then that's when your tribe and your people lift you up. But what was the physical recovery like? And I guess, which one was more difficult? Because I can imagine the stages of mental recovery must have been all-encompassing and still are. And is the physical recovery the same?
So that's an interesting question. It's funny. I actually started a mentorship guiding sort of business off of just this thought. And the thought is, when you are hit by a car, when you go through something tragic, okay, labor, or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
As women, your first thought is, I got to get my body back to where it was. You know what I mean? You're societally, Troy, you got to walk again, right? I played college basketball, going to the gym every day, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, doing 2-a-days. I really, for this injury, I turned this into practice. Every day, I was at the gym. Some days I did 2-a-days. But I told myself, once I leave this gym, I'm not thinking about it anymore. For a long time, and I don't have to say my timeline, but for a long time, that was my get up, go do your workouts, come back, stop thinking about it. Unfortunately, in all of that, I didn't address, which was the biggest part for me mentally. The bigger part was the mental.
Mm-hmm.
The harder part was the mental, because you're pushing back the struggles of, am I different? Am I going to be looked at different? Are people going to accept me? I'm a huge foodie. So when I would go out to restaurants, are people looking at me because of my walk? That was that for me in a nutshell was my biggest battle internally.
Mm.
Was I'm being viewed differently, not just you're another person walking in and you're kind of tall. It's you're being looked at differently, and the mental stress that went with that. But even today, you know, it's having to remind yourself about the mental challenge and everything's okay. Physically, though, I walk different, yes, but I'm accepted, right? I'm not looked at differently. But mentally, you know, you have these barriers, and a lot of them are self-imposed. Mm. And you have to consistently tell yourself that you're okay. And my biggest saying to people in general is, because it's different doesn't mean it's bad.
Mm.
Right? So many times society says it's got to be this way, right? And if it's not this way, it's bad. Or we think that it's bad. And because it's different doesn't mean it's bad. And so it's a consistent struggle, but it's the tribe that helps me through.
Yeah. And I know you had mentioned you work as a recovery coach now. When you meet people who have gone through something similar, do you find that their experience is pretty much the same? Most people, as far as recovery and the mental capacity that it takes, or do you find that everyone's experience is drastically different?
I think everyone's experience is different, but we're all trying to be at the same end point.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm, right. So,
meaning you want the same outcome.
We all want the same outcome. We all want to be accepted. We all want acceptance and appreciation. That's in life. We all want acceptance and appreciation, right? And so, my job as the recovery coach is to help them sort of find that acceptance. But it starts with them. It starts with us. It starts with ourselves. Like, if we can't accept ourselves and be honest about that and true about that, it's going to be hard for others to accept us. No matter what we do, no matter what we achieve, no matter, you know, how much money we make, if we don't accept ourselves, especially after going through something that's so traumatic, it's going to be the death of us. It's going to literally, our minds are going to be blown away by the stress that we have to carry.
Yeah. Is that the biggest mental struggle that you've experienced, is accepting yourself after what happened?
10,000 times.
Yeah.
Yes. It's my cross that I carry.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's my cross. And again, without getting too soppy, it's...
You can get soppy here. We love it. That's all good. We just want you to be however you are.
This. Yeah. I appreciate that safe space. It's an overwhelming burden, honestly. It's an overwhelming burden. And sometimes you need your village to say, hey, look, I have to unload some of this.
Yeah.
Whether it's crying with a friend, crying on your significant others, like I have to unload this. It could be working out, you know, it could be having a drink with your best friend. It's too heavy to carry alone. Mm. If you're a believer in God, that's the first place you go. Mm. Okay. Honestly. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, again, I'm a cup half full kind of person. You truly recognize the gifts that are given in life. I can't tell you how every morning I wake up and I'm just thankful that I have a good bed to lay in, and I can walk, and you know, this small, like literally the fact that you can go in your kitchen, make some food and eat a sandwich, that is a gift. You know what I mean?
It really is.
It's a gift. It really is. And oftentimes society pushes us to say we have to have $1 million. The gift is we have air conditioning, and you know, those are the gifts. And I think that a traumatic event like mine really helps me hone in and be grateful for those things that really to everybody else come so normally.
You have an 11-week-old little girl. How does that change your perspective on all of this? Because, you know, if you're that grateful and you're able to be that grateful to walk into your kitchen and make a sandwich, I can't even imagine how you feel holding a little 11-week-old baby that's yours.
Let me tell you something. My daughter's name is Capri.
It's a gorgeous name.
Thank you. Thank you. We got married in Italy. Again, like the little things, right? And so, first of all, people are going to tell me it's a choice, life-changing, and I'm one of those guys. I'm just like, I know it all. Like, yeah, I get it. You don't get it until it happens. Mm-hmm. And I was a hard worker before. I really was. But now it's like, I have to protect this little girl. Mm-hmm. My daughter's cute as all heck. And
she is. I've seen it on Instagram. She's absolutely adorable.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble with this little one, okay? But in terms of protecting her and in terms of making sure she has everything she needs, like, my daughter's going to be spoiled by me, but she will have people skills, and I want her to be charismatic, and I want her to be a woman who knows what she wants in life, and I want her not to depend on anybody. She's changed my world for the better, and I'm excited.
And it's just the beginning, too. You have so much life left with her.
I know.
I'm wondering, how will you share your story with her?
You just said something very interesting, which was, you have so much time with her, right? Mm. I don't look at it that way because of my injury. Every day is a gift. I don't assume, and I challenge you not to assume that you have so much time. It can be gone easily tomorrow. And I think that assumption sometimes makes us put things off that should be done today. You know, that assumption of, oh, you know, I can do this tomorrow. They're going to be okay tomorrow. Yes, we can. We have to balance that with, this should be done today, you know, because of tomorrow's never promised. And it's a hard balance to strike, because everything then needs to be done today, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my first thing. So, great question. Going back to your question. So I bought the house two doors down from my parents. Okay. So I literally live, there's one driveway between me and my parents.
Wow.
And it's great. It's great. Grandma comes over. Grammy comes over almost every other day to see the baby.
She must be on cloud nine.
Oh, Grammy and Grandma are on cloud nine right now. And I say that to say that you can imagine, as a mom, seeing her son the way my mom had to was traumatic in its own right. And so, maybe about a week ago now, my wife, Shay, walked in. They went out to, my mom and my wife went out, and Shay comes in and she says, Troy, I just want to let you know, your mom has a gift for you. Okay, you know, it's interesting. And she said, I don't want it to hurt your feelings because the best intentions are behind it. So, right, okay, interesting. Whenever somebody says something like that, you kind of get hesitant. You go, okay, what's this going to be, you know, kind of thing. My mom had bought my daughter a Barbie, a male Barbie, where one of the legs was a metal leg. And I didn't know how to feel. I still don't. And to answer your question, I'm hoping that God, who's never failed me before, has given me the daughter who I don't have to explain too much to. I don't know if I can. I don't know how to. In all honesty, I hate that I have to. And right. this is part of being different. It's like, I hate that I have to, right? I'm putting this position where I have to explain something about daddy that's like different, right? Mm-hmm. And my wife and I have talked about it, and you never know, but why can't you tie my shoes like this? Or daddy, why can't you carry it? It's stuff that, you know, I'm going to strive to figure out, and I always have, but I don't know how to do it.
And I'm just going to put it out there that maybe she can say, oh, you tie your shoes that normal way? Well, my dad does it like this. And maybe you should want to try and start that too. And maybe she'll start a trend. And maybe being different is the greatest thing to ever happen. And maybe she can take that and learn from it and just take what you have told us and what you're doing in helping others and then expand on that, because there's endless potential there. And sure. So I'm sure that's what you mean when you say, I hope I'm given the daughter that I don't have to explain it to. And that might Correct. Be the case. And I think she'll take this and run with it and do whatever she can with it, you know? And it's exciting to see that. There's so much there.
It's honestly, I said this to my wife. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna use this to push her to be a doctor, a surgeon. Say, babe, you have to find a cure for daddy So you should be a doctor.
You know, yes.
I've got to use it to motivate her to become the woman she deserves to become. And that's so my plan is to brainwash my child and to drive her through daddy's shortcomings or whatever differences to, you know, be the best little girl she can be. And I'm sure, again, she's sleeping like a dream right now, because Lord knows I don't do well with that much sleep, so I got her to do that. And I'm nervous though. Yeah. I'm nervous.
That's so honest. I really appreciate you being so raw and honest with us, because it's really easy to not have to go there, and it's really difficult to go there.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And we're back.
You know, one thing I love about your story is how you've now decided to dedicate your life to others. I mean, you are a life coach. You are there to help people during the most difficult times in their life. And you also, you know, you're on the board of Imagine LA, that nonprofit that's dedicated to ending the cycle of homelessness and chronic poverty in Los Angeles. And so you give your services and you give back in so many ways. Do you think the accident is what inspired you to continue to do this? And are you going to get your little girl involved in that, in all of this too?
So the answer is, again, I think it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I became a man. I gained humility. Mm. I gained insight, foresight. Giving back is a blessing. Let's be honest. When we give a homeless man a dollar on the street, we feel good about ourselves.
It's so true.
You feel the best thing is to give. Mm-hmm. If you learn to, you will be so fulfilled by giving that you don't care if you get it back. The fulfillment came in me giving, you know, and I do it because I get fulfillment out of it. Yes, I do it to help others, but I feel so good that I've been given the ability to, again, I'm given the ability to do these things.
Yeah, right? Wow.
And our perspective is, it shouldn't be like, oh, I'm doing this. No, I thank you for giving me this ability, like to impact somebody's life. If you really think about having the ability to impact somebody's life, whether it be big or small, that ability is a great gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift. It's a gift. And you have to take that gift and be mindful that it's a gift and really treat it accordingly. My daughter will be involved in all of the things I want her to know that as blessed as she is, whether it be financially or otherwise, that giving back and being selfless is important. I've wanted to get involved, but this is about humanity. And so, you know, there are other organizations that I look at that are doing great work that I think is so important to really stand with and stand for.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask about the driver of the vehicle? And if you don't want to answer this question, we do not have to put it in the podcast. But I don't even have this written down to ask you. But okay, have you thought of him? Have you ever felt like you can reach the point of forgiveness?
Great question. By the way, can I say something? You're incredible. You are making me feel so comfortable. I mean this. You can put this in or not. You're incredible. And let me tell you, I've done a lot of talking and you're great. So
thanks.
No problem.
Thank you. Thanks.
The answer to that question is, of course I thought about him. I know his name.
Yeah.
But again, conscious decision. I don't know what he looks like. Never met him, never saw him. Of course there was a, you know, court case or whatever. I never went to anything. I'll tell you this. Once I got injured, there's a decision to be made. Anything traumatic, there's a decision to be made. What's done is done. Done is done. It's done. It's over. It's past. I can either allow it to sit with me and take over me, which it already has. It already has taken over most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can free myself of something. I have to get control back somehow, right? So I decided never to meet him. I forgave him a long time ago.
Wow.
Long time ago. But that does not mean that I have to be interacting.
You never even Googled him. Because to me, wow, you have such a strong mental capacity. I am so impressed. I am wildly impressed with you, truly, because
thank you.
I think that would be one of the single hardest things is to not hold resentment and to not constantly check up on them. And I because nowadays so much information is available in the internet.
Everything's there.
That is such a testament to you and your commitment to your healing process.
If you're going to do this the right way, you got to let it go. It's already done. It's done. It is done. And like you said, I can Google, I can Instagram. I'm sure if I wanted to, it's there. But I have a bigger commitment to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, to be honest with you, you know, I've never even Googled what my injury is. And that's part of my healing too. Like, I didn't want to know what I should be. C4, C5, spinal cord injury. What does it look like? My recovery is my own.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. I'm so grateful and honored that you came here to share with us, because I think the listeners, and I know I am in awe of the level of recovery you've been able to achieve already in a short amount of years.
Thank you.
And you're such a testament to what can be done when you are mentally and physically just determined. And I wonder if you can leave us with any last, you know, if someone's listening and they are on the road to recovery.
Yeah.
Are there any tools that you were able, was it music that helped you? Did you escape to movies? Was there a book that helped? I mean, we know now it was a tribe of people. It was a lot of mental and physical determination. But are there any tidbits that they can take away, that they can use to help them?
I'll say this first and foremost. It's not easy. Like, when I do my recovery coaching, I tell people, like, I'm going to be honest and raw with you. This is not easy. It's not fun. And you don't want to be here. But you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's okay to say, hey, today's a hard day and I need a day off. Allow yourself that space, right? And then I think that whatever is your escape, for some people it's working out. You know, for some people it might be laying in bed all day. Whatever that escape is, hold it as a safe space. Hold it. Like, I really believe in, like, a safe bubble space. And, like, if you have that, whatever that is, keep it sacred. Keep that, but don't abuse it. You know, you have to work, whatever your traumatic, you have to work through it, but it's okay to then go to your safe space. Once you've done the work on yourself in any way, physically or mentally, say, you know, I'm going to take a day off because I've done all of this work. And go to that safe space and say, I'm going to spend a day here. I'm going to take a breather. I'm going to take some time off. And then I'll get back to it. You know, for me, that right. I think that's the biggest thing is to say, hey, you know, it's okay to have that day to say, this sucks, dude. This sucks, right? It sucks. And yeah. so then you retreat to that safe space where you can, you know, have that time for yourself. And like, after that day of crying it out or whatever, you're like, okay, I'm ready to get back out there. I'm ready to fight the good fight again.
Yeah, because you really do. Sometimes you need those off days. Sometimes you need that time. That's such great advice. That's such great advice.
The difference is really, and I can't stress this enough, like when you're in that safe space, let your mind go. No, I'm going to take this time. So for instance, again, I use pregnancy because it's the thing for women that I was in awe by. Yeah. For me, it was big for my wife and I to go out to eat very soon after. So because that's a space where she can go have a meal. Our daughter's not there. Babe, that does not mean that you don't love Capri. Because you're taking time for yourself. Take this time for yourself. Let's eat a good meal. Let's indulge yourself. And then get back to it when we get back home.
Yes, because you're a better mother when you take care of yourself. Yes, and you are a better father when you take care of yourself.
Let me tell you this. She goes and gets her hair done every Friday. It is important for those things. And it's the same thing with recovery from trauma. Allow yourself to go to your safe space. Give yourself that breather that day or two and then get back on the horse. So that's the biggest thing.
Well, this episode was filled with so much inspiration, so much of everything. I know our readers are going to want to check you out. So you guys can go to troybrown.com for all the info. What are your socials in case they want to follow?
It's Troy_Brown. I'm on Instagram. I'm not a big TikToker. That's not my thing, but Instagram, Troy_Brown. I try to be social. I mean, I try to be, I think it's important to be, transparent.
Yeah.
Right. Transparent. Yeah. I think that brings a realness. And so, I'm just transparent about my life and what I go through and, you know, shoot me a line and check out the TED Talk and all that stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, let me know how you feel about it. Seriously, it's a pleasure to feel like you're affecting people positively or negatively. But and by the way, this show is doing such positive stuff. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're changing lives. You're changing lives here, and one person at a time, and that's so important. So, congrats to you for doing this.
Well, thank you, Troy, and you really were so transparent with us this episode, and so I'm so grateful. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh! Wow. You really went there. I'm so grateful. Oh, one of the things I love that Troy said is allow yourself to say this sucks. Because it can be exhausting all the time to just think, oh, we have to be positive. We have to say the right thing. We have to, okay, switch that thought around. Try and be your best. And it's a lot and it's exhausting. And so to be able to just sit and allow yourself to say this sucks. I think that is fantastic advice that I'm going to take. And another thing he said was don't assume that you have so much time. And that really hit me, especially with kids and with family members who are aging and just people I love in general. Don't assume that you have time with everyone. And whatever needs to be said, say it now. And I'm so grateful for all of his wisdom and for him really, you know, putting his heart, wearing his heart out on his sleeve and just going there with us. I think you guys couldn't see the video, but it was so clear that was a difficult thing for him to do. And I'm so grateful he decided to do that with us. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. We've got another great episode coming for you next week. Until then, take care.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions, hosted by me, Kayla Yule, produced by Melissa DeMonts and Diamond Imprint Productions, editing by Diane Kang, post-production sound by Coco Lawrence, and production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.